I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
When a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it,
it makes a sound.
Wim Theros reaches out his hand from the past and invites us to let the world hear his sound again. Hello, I'm Deirdre Gardner in Rosemary Hills, and this is a very special episode of It Makes a Sound. Today, Rod. Hey, Rod, can you stop that?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So it's distracting.
I found it over.
Okay.
I shouldn't have picked it up.
It's okay. Wim Theros reaches out like sinewy roots of a tree climbing up, bursting forth, gasping towards the surface. We break the earth to receive him. His spirit can't be contained. It stretches out beyond the decades. We stretch too. Our fingers pulse towards him, anticipating his gifts. He hands us a box full of treasures. Among them, a laminated sleeve containing a cardboard coaster marked with the date 62192, scribbled upon it like hieroglyphs. The music of the attic tape.
She's sort of funny.
And my mom remembers the songs. Somewhere they are perfectly archived in her brain. She is our North Star. And it is up to us to jog her memory. Right, Mom? Welcome to today's episode. Delicately placed on the table before us is that coaster, bearing the insignia of Rosemary Hills Clubhouse, sprigs of rosemary hovering over a hill on a golf course. Now, it is covered with notations. His cheat sheet for the songs he'd play at Trisha Elwood's 8th grade graduation party. Are they straightforward? For the non-genius, no.
Oh, no.
Sometimes there are strings of lyrics knotted up around each other. Sometimes the letters are backwards, or whole words are swapped. At times, the chords seem to be sprinkled haphazardly next to the lyrics in tiny, tiny letters. Luckily, listeners, I have created a system of organization which will make it easier to see and untangle the information on the coaster and cross-reference it with other lyrics we have verified from the Purple Velveteen Diary or the memory of Mom or the memory of Deirdre Gardner. Borrowing techniques of historians before me, I have here, on a large chalkboard on wheels, all the information we have so far, charted onto a graph. And I have also been using my my piano to test out some of these chords. Now I admit that's a somewhat limited test, but I've been trying to figure them out by sound.
You did a lot of work.
Yes. So, thankfully with me today to aid us in our quest is another special guest, Rod Reeder, mom's part-time nurse and an actual amateur musician.
It's very detailed. It's like a hospital chart, but different. You have good handwriting.
Oh, thank you. Listeners, as Rod can see, I have attempted to separate out lyrics one line at a time. And these arrows, see, Rod, in a separate color chalk, point to the chords that most likely go with each lyrical line.
And what's the square mean down here with the big question mark?
Oh, that's for the big unknowns. For instance, track number 6, star 69. We don't seem to have lyrics to that at all. Also, things like the Deirdre Gardner connection, the DGC, as I've written here. Why was a newspaper clipping containing my picture in the time capsule? How does this affect the music? Things like that. The big unknowns.
Who knows?
So today, our goal is to take the information deciphered from the coaster to restore the songs on the cassette tape recording of Wim Pharos' first concert, played here on the golf course in 1992. The cassette tape lost, found, and, well, currently inaccessible due to an unforeseen technical malfunction. Rod and I are ready. We are caffeinated, right? Right,
yeah.
Rod? Are
yes.
we? Yes, we have our coffee. Mm-hmm. Grab your coffee, listeners. Let's
okay,
go.
Are you cozy, Miss G?
Yes, thank you.
So, Rod, looking at the chalkboard...
Maybe
pillow?
Just a pillow.
Rod, yeah, sure. Oh, sorry. When you're done over there.
No, we're fine.
Rod, looking up here, now, is there anything that jumps out to you as an easily identifiable melodic sequence?
Are you cozy? Yeah, okay. Oh, I'm... we have the chords and that's super, but it's hard to know what, the rhythm and the style of the line is.
Well, that's okay. As someone once said, begin anywhere.
Okay. How about here?
Actually, let's begin here. See on the coaster, these notes that run along the top edge? Like, here they are written out on the board. Do you see? Uh-huh. So now, let's cross-reference that with what is written here on the left-hand edge. I think they might match. I've been working on it. Am I right that the first chord is kind of like, this?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, round in a cul-de-sac. One way out, turn back. Either way, my life is stunted by this one-way dead end track. Track. This lyric is from his song titled Cul-de-sac. Now that's track number 7 on the attic tape.
Yeah. Here, let me just look at that.
Song. Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Rod, okay. That's very good. How do I do that? Well, wait, slower than that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's right. Now, wait, show me how to do that.
Here.
Okay. And I'm doing it. Okay.
Yeah.
So it was like, round in the cul-de-sac, one way out. Is that the tune?
Yeah, sure. Sounds great.
Yeah?
Yeah. It sounds like you have to go back to this chord here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I do this.
Uh-huh. So you were saying?
Ooh, yes.
Round in the cul-de-sac. One way out, turn back. Uh-huh. Either way, my life is stunted by this one way dead end track.
Oh, yes, yes. So that's that is the best fish dip.
You like that, Mrs. G?
Listeners, Mom lights up as we play this part of the song. Mom, can you help me sing? What comes after that part?
Okay, sing. Let's try it again.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Round in a cul-de-sac.
Round in a cul-de-sac.
One way out, turn back.
One way out, turn back.
Way my life is stunted.
Way my life is stunted.
One way by this
one way dead end track. That is an icy man. He is a fork.
She remembered all of his other songs. She had it exactly. It was like she was present with Wim Ferros in 1992.
Yeah, well, sure, music is amazing. For patients like Mrs. G, singing and rhythm playing, these things don't need a lot of mental processing, but the rhythmic cues she hears get the brain's motor going anyway. Mm-hmm. So tunes and rhythms and rhymes she knew a long time ago can remain intact in a brain no matter what. An automatic spark.
Spark. Listeners. An automatic spark. Well, that's why she can recite some poems and speeches from her acting days, huh? Okay, so we have to accurately find, like, the exact rhythm and tune to trigger her memory. We just need to get it right, and then she'll be with us.
Well, you know, sometimes, no matter what, music is, like, it's good. Helps her with her mood, can stimulate or sedate. It's great for agitation management.
Well, Mom knew that music, though. She was there at the clubhouse. I mean, plus that cassette was like all I played for a year. Mm. Let's try it again. Yeah. I think we could...
Yeah. Round in a cul-de-sac.
Round in a cul-de-sac.
One way out, turn back. Either way, my life is stunted by this one day dead-end track. Round in a cul-de-sac. One way out, turn back. Either way, my life is stunted by this one-way dead-end track.
The damn birds are after us from inside the house. There! Squawk!
Hi, what's up?
Oh, Cody, how did you...
Well, I rang the doorbell, but nobody came, and then I tried the door, and then the door was open, so I just came in. I was supposed to go to Tommy Neart's house after school, but I told Tommy that we should come here, and Tommy said that he would never come here after what you did to his property, and I said that, and he said that I should be careful, too, and that I should watch out in case you got mad, and I told him to shut up. I said, actually, I want to play here instead of with him, so that's why I came here, and I texted my mom that I am coming here, and that you would watch me. And she said, fine, and thanks, because she has to work for a few more hours, and she always says that I'm not stimulated enough. And I told her that you guys are really super stimulating, and I want to help find Wim Ferros, and I don't care what you did to Tommy Neart.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, Cody. You know, I'm glad you came over. We're working on the songs.
What did you do?
Yeah, Deirdre, what did you do to Tommy Neart?
It's nothing. I broke his iPhone.
She threw it out the window. She was our substitute teacher, and Tommy was playing with his iPhone during class, and she tossed it out the window. We heard it go crack.
Yeah, but it's all fine. I mean, it's all been taken care of. Cody, you know, it's good that you're here. We'll need someone to document our work today.
I can do that.
Yes, yeah. And what lyrics and chords go together for each song. What worked and what didn't.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, another special guest. A surprise special guest on today's show, Cody Elwood.
No,
research assistant. He will take notes.
On my iPhone?
No. We're noting all of our findings on the blackboard with the colored chalk. Here you go.
I've never used chalk.
Oh, that's sad.
You love chocolate pancakes.
That's right, Mom. Listeners, we will come back to track number 7, cul-de-sac. But for now, let's move on to a different song to see if Mom has a more specific response. She's kind of like a Ouija board.
I want
to
look. Listeners, I'm researching. I like this one, all the exclamation points. It says, help! I've fallen! Ellen, and I can't get up!
Clap off the clapper.
Classic.
Yes, Mom, that's right. That was the commercial. But then there was Wim Ferros' song, which was a piercing critique of capitalism.
What's capitalism?
Take your iPhone, for example.
We'll explain later, Cody, okay?
Here are the chords that you've written next to it. Is this anything?
Let's hear it. No. No. That sounds so folksy. It's way edgier. It's way more intense. I wonder, could you maybe try it on the keyboard?
Sure.
I mean, it was a controversial song, you see. It was really powerful. It was a stunning choice to play at Trisha's 8th grade graduation party, really. It sent a message. I can almost feel the social tension of that moment. So it was more dissonant. It was more like... Yeah. Are those the same chords? That sounds so different. Good. Yes, it was like... And dinners,
yeah.
Grim Reaper, Reapers, and help, help, I can't get up, I've fallen, Grim Reaper, Reapers. Do you remember? You used to, like, thump your mop on the floor when I'd sing it. Remember? In rhythm. It was like, help, boom, boom, and frozen dinners. Grim Reaper, beepers, beepers. Is the coaster okay?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Look, it's fine.
I got it. I'll grab some paper towels.
Okay.
Oh no, get it!
It's okay, Mom. It's just a little coffee. Easy.
What a mess.
I can clean it. It was an accident.
The coaster's fine, Cody, so it's okay. Right, Mom? Just a little spill. An accident.
I'm on it!
Hold on, Mom. We'll clean it up in a second, okay? Yeah, don't worry yourself. I think this is all too confusing, though. Mom, look up here with me. Let's pick another song to work on.
Yeah, here we go.
Windex!
I brought Pine Sol.
Oh, we don't need that. It's just coffee.
I know, but, you know, she's a pro. She likes to spray. Here, Mrs. G, I'll get the floor, you get the table. What do you say?
Aye, aye, put a cap on it, my captain.
Thank you, everybody. Okay, that's very good. Okay, that's very clean now, Mom. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You want to keep wiping the table? That's okay. Okay, yeah, but sit down here. Get comfy while you wipe. There you go. Okay, Rod and Cody, let's go back to the chalkboard. Rosemary Hills, I'd like to draw your attention to what was number 9 on the cassette tape. Youth grows old. Cody, see those lyrics in pink up there?
Yes.
You, youth?
Yes, here. You, there's a lot of yous. You, youth grows old in Rosemary Hills. Green grass will grow and grow with chemicals.
Good, that's right. Okay, now Rod, look to those chords in pink there, okay? Could you play them for us? Fabulous. And I will add piano now, if you can just show me where to put my fingers.
Right.
Is that right? Okay, that's what I thought. So, mm-hmm. And then there, yeah. Okay, so it goes like this.
You, youth grows old in Rosemary Hills. You, youth grows old in Rosemary Hills. You, Rosemary Hills.
Oh yes, this sounds great. Yeah, that's how it went. It was like a cascade. It's repetitive, experimental, moody.
You youth grows old in Rosemary Hills.
That's right, Mom, that's right.
Yes, Miss G, that sounds so good.
Like this. Green grass will grow and grow and grow and grow.
Green grass will grow and grow and grow and grow.
You're so
Deirdre, all clean.
That was so pretty, Mom.
Oh, beautiful, Mrs. Gardner.
It was sad.
I like your voice.
That isn't the way the song went, Mom. But is that the way you feel right now?
I feel pretty and sad.
You're so pretty, Mom. I'm sorry you're sad. I understand.
The music, it sometimes brings out the emotion from its earliest associations.
Was your mom at my mom's party, too?
Yeah, she was there, but not as a guest. Mom was the cleaning lady at the clubhouse. She was working that night.
I don't like cleaning.
Amen, honey funny.
Mom, Trisha Elwood's party. Wim Pharos in concert. What was it like that night?
Fahrenheit.
Wim Pharos.
Wim Pharos!
You love to go to the pie in the sky with Fahrenheit.
That's a good way of putting it, actually. It was the first time I felt like that.
Loving, that's awful. It's awful. You're awful. How awful? Oh, no.
I think she means unrequited admiration can be difficult.
Deirdre and Wim sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Deirdre and Wim sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G-M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
It's okay, Mrs. G.
Wait, she's remembering the end of the party. I was alone in the conference room listening to Wim Pharos, and everybody else had gone outside. But Wim played on. And I was sitting in the back of the room with my cassette recorder. Kayleen Becker came in to get a slap bracelet that she left on the chair. She started yelling that over the music. Deirdre and Wim sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Deirdre and Wim sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Oh, God, I was mortified. And then Wim stopped playing suddenly, like a spell was broken. Kayleen's voice was the only one in the room. Wim Pharos looked at me, and the look on his face was so vulnerable, like he had just emerged from a cocoon. He held my gaze for what seemed to be like an hour, and then he turned away. And walked to the table behind him and opened up a Crystal Pepsi. And I ran out of the room to find my mom.
Pepsi, Daisy.
You could hear all of that on the tape. I never erased that part. I could never erase any of it.
Kayleen Becker is a spoiled fucker duck.
Truer words have never been spoken, listeners.
She said the F word.
She does sometimes. She's loud.
Cool.
Rod. Don't you think this is sense memory. The pine saw, the cleaning, the melody, that made her remember Kayleen Becker. And then I remembered Kayleen Becker. And she almost remembered the song. But she felt the emotion. It brought her back, in some ways, to that time. But if she was there, in that familiar place, Mom, we have to go back to the clubhouse. People of Rosemary Hills, I know how we can get all of the songs back. If we go to the location, if we do this where it happened, we can recreate the environment of Trisha's party. We'll set the stage, the place, the air, the smells, and then we'll get the sounds. We'll summon them so that Mom and I can remember.
But the clubhouse? How could you get in? Isn't it private property?
Well, I mean, we could literally just walk in. Nobody's paying any attention to Rosemary Hills golf course community, if you haven't noticed. I assure you guys, nobody in a million years would notice us.
But it's haunted.
Oh, Cody, no. It's just old and abandoned. I mean, places like that can always seem scary, but it's not scary. It's just old and abandoned.
But when Ralphie ran away, I had to go over there to find him, and I heard things.
I'm sure. The wind on those shuttered windows is probably really loud. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's just a big old fancy house, Cody. You'll see.
Fancy birds!
But they're gonna tear it down.
What do you mean?
They're tearing it down. They're gonna build a cemetery, and then it's gonna be even scarier.
Who's they?
I don't know, my mom said.
The local government, I guess.
They can't tear it down. It's a historical landmark.
Really?
Well, it should be.
Uh-oh.
Where are you going, Mrs. G?
Uh-oh, toast! Oh,
you hungry?
You are toast!
Wait for me, I'm coming. You know I like making toast. I'll just go with her.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a call to action. And I have a plan. Together, we have been getting closer and closer to fully restoring the music of Wim Pharos. I mean, from the outset of our journey, we have been working so hard on remembering how to remember, haven't we?
Yes.
And figuring out how to unpack the attic.
Yes.
Wim Pharos, through his time capsule, gave us a bridge from the past to the present. He is telling us to walk that bridge. He is showing us how. Don't you see? He is telling us to go to the clubhouse. I know that will work. I am certain that if we enter into the hallowed grounds where the concert was on June 21st, 1992, into that convertible conference room where Wim Pharos himself took the stage for the Elwood commencement, we will be able to complete the songs. I feel it.
I feel it too, dear God.
Okay. So, on the next episode of It Makes a Sound, join us, and these hills will come alive with the sound of music once more.
It's alive! Oh, can I do the chime?
Yes, you can.
It Makes a Sound is created and written by Jacqueline Landgraf, co-directed by Jacqueline Landgraf and Anya Saffer, original music composed by Nate Wyda, with lyrics by Nate Wyda and Jacqueline Landgraf. Sound design and mixed by me, Vincent Cascione, with Jacqueline Landgraf as Deirdre Gardner, Annie Golden as Deirdre's mom, Nate Wyda as Rod Reeder, and Melissa Mahoney as Cody. It Makes a Sound was produced by Night Vale Presents. For more info, including full transcripts and a link to our soundtrack album, visit itmakesasound.com. Thank you for listening, and please spread the word every way you know how, you lovely people of Rosemary Hills. At the moment, there's a bottle of Crystal Pepsi going for $900 on eBay. But maybe you can put on some tunes, pour yourself a cold one of whatever you've got handy in this century, and raise your glass to Wim Pharos.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.